EtherFi passes 100 mL in all-time on-ramp and off-ramp volume. EtherFi said on September 7, 2026, that cumulative on-ramp and off-ramp volume across its platform has passed $100 million. The figure comes from the company's official account on X, which posted that all-time on-ramp plus off-ramp volume just hit 100 mem plus. No fee, rate, or availability change came with it. The number is a usage marker, rather than a product update. It measures money moving through the fiat rails that sit underneath Ether.fi's card program. Not a new feature or a change to the terms cardholders already have. The rails behind the card on-ramp and off-ramp are the two directions of moving value in and out of the platform. On-ramp is fiat coming in. Converted to crypto, a user can hold or spend. Off-ramp is the reverse, crypto converted back to cash. For a card built on spending from your own wallet, those rails are what turn a stablecoin balance into something a merchant terminal accepts, and what lets a user cash out a balance they no longer want to spend. A $100 million cumulative total is modest next to the volume major exchanges clear in a day. Read against a self-custody card program that competes on custody and rewards rather than raw scale, it signals the funding path is being used, not just built. The terms are unchanged. Nothing about the Ether.fi core card shifted with this post. The cashback structure stays banded, roughly 3% back in USDC up to a tier cap, then a lower rate above it, paid in stablecoin rewards. The FX handling is unchanged too. EtherFi applies an advertised conversion margin on spending outside the card's base currency, so the card is not a true zero markup option, despite how crypto-native framing can read. Anyone weighing the card should still judge it on those terms, the cashback bands, and the FX spread, not on a volume headline. The milestone tells you the rails work at scale. It does not tell you the card is cheaper or richer than it was yesterday. The read for cardholders. If you already hold an Ether.fi card, this is confirmation the on-ramp and off-ramp paths you use to fund and drain the card are handling real throughput, which matters for reliability more than for cost. If you are shopping, treat it as one data point about platform traction, and go check the current bands and FX margin before deciding.